that when this is being passed out, you take a moment to examine yourself. The scriptures say that everyone should examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cups. So if there's something in between you and God right now, if there's something in between you and a brother or sister right now, then this is a time to pass the plate on, and that's totally okay. But we come before God right now, our heart's right with him. So just spend a moment in prayer, preparing yourself and waiting for the plate to be passed. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." May we eat together. Just take a moment of individual worship for our Lord, whose body was broken so that we could receive healing. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." May we drink together. And may we take a moment individually worshiping Jesus as the one who spilled his blood to create this new covenant, to give us this future hope and this perfect promise.
Joy, let hope arise. So my heart and tongue confess Jesus Christ, the hope of man. So if we can use a little time here to just lift up praises to Jesus, declaring him as the hope of man. We can do that in general, or if there are specific areas where you have been doubting and not holding on to the hope that Jesus has to offer, declare hope over those circumstances. Because he is the hope of the nations. So you can do that silently or offer them up aloud as you feel led.
And as we do that, as you would pray and lift those praises up, sometimes we pray from a perspective of hopelessness, that the world is just, it's going to get worse, so we're just got to kind of grin and bear it and get there. One day the hope will be released. But praying your kingdom come means when bodies are sick, in the kingdom, in the future, there is no sickness, there is no disease. So we pray for healing. Where there is affliction, in the kingdom, it isn't there. So we pray for it in future hope of its coming. Where marriages are struggling, where families are broken, where relationships are conflicted, we pray the kingdom to come. Even in Jesus, in his return, we pray in hope. And we pray that the power of God would be released. So as we praise him for these things that are yet to be done, we pray it in future hope that expresses itself today in great confidence. We can pray knowing that it will come.